Can everyone hear me? Thank you. So I will now speak about Chern-Simons theories, again coupled to matter, and I will add an epsilon of information to Shiraz's talk from Tuesday morning. Here is a quick rundown of what has been happening in the last few years. Chern-Simons matter is on the board, and here is the Chern-Simons term, and here is the at level k, and we couple it to matter, and there are some covariant derivatives, and if we want to study conformal field theories, then we add some marginal operators here, and we can get several different classes of conformal field theories by choosing different potentials here. These are very simple three-dimensional quantum field theories, but they have a rich structure, as Shiraz told us. And from the point of view of a participant of a strings conference, the highlights, the reasons why these are very interesting, are for one because they exhibit non-supersymmetric dualities. So bosons coupled to Chern-Simons can be dualized to fermions coupled to Chern-Simons, and also because their bulk duals are interesting. So when the matter is in the fundamental representation, when it's just an n-component vector, then they seem to be dual to Vasiliev higher spin gravity, and this has been checked in many ways, and starting from the calculations of John Bianin. Whereas when the matter is represented by a matrix field, so it's adjoint, or more precisely bifundamental, and it has something of the order of n squared components, then if you add a lot of supersymmetry, then you can actually get the theories to be dual to some known M-theoretic constructions. So there are plenty of things going on here, and the puzzle I want to focus on now is what exactly is the dual of the Chern-Simons coupled fundamental matter. So we said it's Vasiliev gravity, but we don't understand its quantum structure. And there are a lot of hints as to how to proceed and how to understand this problem. So one of the hints is that we have n degrees of freedom when the matter is fundamental. In the fundamental representation, the bulk coupling is 1 over n, whereas in the other stringy models, the bulk coupling is 1 over n squared. So we would want to have some way of interpolating between the two regimes from n to n squared. And also another hint that is going to be relevant for what I'm going to talk about is the fact that if you put Chern-Simons coupled to matter on a spatial torus, and look at the low-lying modes, you will find a spectrum of light states due to the Chern-Simons holonomies along the cycles of the torus that scale like this. I think the pointer has died. So that scale like that. So they vanish in the Toft limit, and so they're light states, and they don't, as far as we know, have known duals in Vasiliev theory, and we need to understand what happens to them. So this is completely dead. Okay, so here's. Okay, thanks. So some progress can be achieved if we now actually go and work with bifundamental matter. So we have. So when we have two Chern-Simons fields and matter which is an m by n matrix, and this proposal has been given by in a paper earlier last year by Chang, Minwala, Sharma, and Yin, and the interest is that we can dial the second parameter to go from the fundamental to the adjoint or bifundamental representation. And so this is the theory with all the marginal operators that we studied, and the two results that I want to highlight, that we got in the last month, are that these actually possess a family of fixed points at any ratio of m and n. So in the fundamental, all the way to the n squared case, there is a fixed point you can find perturbatively, and when you put these theories on a torus. They actually, the light states that I mentioned before actually get a mass that's proportional to the ratio of the two ranks. So all these light states that used to exist in the fundamental case now get gapped out and depend on the ratio of the two gauge groups. So this is data that's going to be useful when you go on and think about think about what this means for the bulk duals, which ostensibly can be interpolated as well by dialing this parameter m over n, which is the bulk coupling. So thank you very much.